Hi, I'm Diana.
And I'm Sam.
You're listening to Mass Hysteria.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, the rap attack, Mr. Magic Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on pot. Stop way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? The ha. You never thought that hip hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Peace to Ron G, Brucey B, Kid Capri. Don't blast the flex, love bus, start ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, imagine.
Dude's like hanging out, you know?
Yeah, you're actually our best friend, and we love you.
That's right. Please develop a parasocial relationship with us to the point where eventually you try to wear one of our faces, like a skin mask.
It would look good.
I feel like I'm forgetting something. I don't think so.
Yeah. No, we just don't have a subject.
Yeah. We did forget that. That's okay.
What do you want us to talk about?
We'll be taking calls in just a moment. I don't know. Are you playing any games? Play anything fun? Watch anything
no.
good?
No. I don't like to have fun. I like to just suffer.
Yeah. Yeah. Really good to watch on television, the internet television. Let's see.
I've been watching movies, like streaming movies, instead of going to theater and stuff, and that's really weird.
Yeah, I miss the movie theater. That's like my favorite thing. I have a problem now where I can't watch, I can't watch anything if I can't watch it at like 2x speed. Like, even things that I like.
What? So, you've been watching stuff at 2x speed?
I watch everything at 2x. Because it's like, well, why would I watch this at 1x speed? If I can watch it at 2... And then it gets to the point where, like, I'll put on a movie. And so I'll have it going at 2x speed. And then I'm like, okay, this part's kind of boring. I just want to know what happens next. And I just, like, skip ahead.
I do
you know,
that.
30 seconds at a time. Until I get somewhere and like I'm like, okay, this is an interesting enough section. Let me sort of see what they say. Okay, it's kind of boring. And then I might just get to a point where I'm like, this is all boring. I'll exit and I'll just read the Wikipedia page for the movie. I've done that for like three. I just did that with this one, The Wandering Earth. Did it with a book recently too.
Why? Like, is everybody high pitched? Like, tell me more.
No,
about this.
It's you never watch things at 2x speed. Oh, it's so efficient. I just feel like I can just absorb all this extra content.
What about everything? The music. Yeah. The line delivery.
No, I listen to music in normal time. But, yo, like music in a show. Yeah. I mean, it depends. It doesn't work for certain things. Like for comedies, it doesn't really work because, like, you lose the time. But sometimes it does. And, like, sometimes, like, all you need, you just sort of need to know, like, the idea of the joke. And that's funny enough. You just miss their delivery. You know, you take some, you lose some with this system. You know, I get to hear twice as many jokes, but only half of them land. So you know, it equals out, I guess, in the end. But it's weird because when I would go, I've been doing this for like a long time. So when I would go to a theater and watch a movie, that's not, you know, I can't like go up to the booth and say, hey, like, would you mind cranking up the speed on this? spin that reel a little faster, if you don't mind.
Do you listen to like our podcast on 2x speed?
Everything. I listen to it. Yes.
Oh, well, my God.
Yeah, I mean. It literally doubles the speed that when I'm editing a video or whatever, you know, you press L, it doubles the speed on the in Premiere. You press it twice, then you go to like 4x speed. That's when you really need to zip through.
I hear your idea. I appreciate its finer points, but I don't think that I will be adopting it.
Where I find it to be most useful is like when you need to, when you're like trying to figure something out, like for some reason, I can't think of any example, but like if you're like Googling, you know, hey, how do you do this thing, right? And you like pull up a YouTube tutorial. I instantly go to like 2.5x speed because I know, first of all, the first like minute of this is useless, right? But then once they're talking, I just need the general, you know, just get me through it, get me the answer, and then I'm in and I'm out. And then the problem is anytime I'm like with someone else and they are pulling up a quick tutorial video or something, or like we're trying to figure something out, they're not going to do that. And now I'm like sitting there, literally feels like I'm just like being dragged along the ground slowly.
Every time they speak to you, you're sitting there going, you're like gesturing.
Can you talk faster, please? Would you mind? Would you mind just
to
hurrying
the point.
Up your words? Yep. No, I would never say something like that out loud to another person.
But you're thinking it.
Every now and then. I mean, sometimes people just talk slowly.
Sure. every video you see, everything going, can you speed this the fuck up?
I mean, I admit it's not, you know, ideal.
I get it. But at the same time, it's just like, it's a luxury I can't allow myself.
I do not recommend it.
Right.
Because then you're like, you can't go back to not doing that. Like, it's just...
I'm just not even going to give myself that.
It's a dangerous game. Then you got to, like, install add-ons. So that you can do it for, like, other... like, you know, Netflix... Or I think Netflix now, like, built it in. But for a long time, it didn't. You had to, like, get, like, an extension or something to be able to double the speed. Like, Amazon Prime videos, whatever, same thing. Oh, yeah, I was going insane when I had to do these, like, video tutorials for work. Where it's like, hey, don't crash your car into somebody. And they just, they're so slow. And I can't, and for whatever reason, they're like hard-coded these videos that I could not fast forward them. And that was pain. I ended up just, I would just like take my headphones off and then put on the headphones connected to my phone and just like listen to my audiobook at 2.8 times speed or something.
Oh my God. Anyway. I can't believe this.
Yeah. How do you think I know so much? I'm just kidding. I don't know anything. And also, I feel like I retain basically none of it.
That was exactly what I was about to ask. Do you retain any of it?
I think I must retain some things. I have to. I feel like I know some amount of things.
Sometimes even if I like the book, I'll just start, my mind just wanders away.
Oh, yeah. And especially when listening to a book, you know, I do that every now and then. And you just rewind it. And luckily, you're listening at 2x speed, so it doesn't take that long to listen to it again. It's like I only listen to it at 1x speed once.
Wow.
Yeah.
It sounds like you should just listen to things at normal speed so that you can remember them. But I get it.
That doesn't happen that much.
Yeah, you know? I get it.
It's a little life hack here.
Thanks.
Quickly, everyone listening, open up your podcast settings. Go to the little icon. It looks like a stopwatch. Click on that. It will have things. It will say 1x, 1.25x, 1.5x, etc.
No.
Click on the 2x, and you can hear us twice as fast. Or what if we talk really slow? So then, if they're listening at 2x, it's like they're
then
listening
it's just normal.
At 1x.
So 2x speed. Doesn't sound great.
Well, you're not supposed to listen to music like that. You're listening to the intro.
Let's talk about sports.
Okay, I'm good at talking about sports.
Yeah, we sound great. Okay. I love listening to it like that.
I like the way that I sound like a chipmunk. It's good.
Yeah. It's just this weird like urge in me that's like, I need to be more efficient with my time. I think it's just, you know, this is a problem of capitalism. It just made me feel like every moment of my life needs to be spent being productive. It's fucked up.
I see. Well, congratulations, and I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
A few things to talk about that need updates. Quibi. Shortly after we spoke of Quibi, they shut down.
R.I.P.
Yeah, did we talk about R.I.P. Quibi?
No, we should. Yeah, R.I.P.B. Didn't they get bought out first? What happened with that? Quibi.
You know, you and I showed up at their offices with our resumes, and we said we want in, and they were kind of weird about it, sent us home.
Mm, that's right.
And now look where it got them. They were shut down on October 21st, 2020.
That sucks. Quibi is shutting down.
Yeah.
Mm.
Where are we going to get all of our entertainment now?
Well, didn't they, like one of them join the Biden administration? Is that a thing? Yeah. Did I like invent that in my head?
No, you're absolutely correct.
Whitman, former CEO. Is she? Rest in peace.
Wait, she's a Republican?
Is she?
Yeah.
Won the Republican primary. Yeah, she's definitely Republican. But it says he's eyeing her.
That's right. Yeah. Perfect. I didn't realize that about her.
Wow.
Is that like the little cheat? Like, Democrats can openly work with Republicans if they're women.
Mm, could be. It's a nice life hack that we found. Yeah, Meg Whitman.
Perfect. Yep.
That's good.
Cool. Well, I was going to talk about Baked Alaska.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if there's...
Baked Alaska Watch.
Baked Alaska Watch. That should just be a recurring segment.
Oh, it should. We can call him when he's finally in prison and ask him if he still loves our cops.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure he must.
Is he actually from Alaska?
I thought that he's like from California or something.
Born in Anchorage, Alaska, to a family of eight. His father is a pharmacist and his mother is a nurse. Both parents are devout Christians who operate a nonprofit organization aimed at spreading the gospel and providing medical supplies to orphanages in eastern Russia. During his formative years, went to Russia with them numerous times. Five of his siblings were adopted from Russia. As an adolescent, he spent 1 year and a half in the Russian city of Petropavlovsk, Kamchatsky.
Mm-hmm.
He later said that part of his chaotic nature may have stemmed from this experience. In 2006, he left Alaska for LA and attended college. Well,
interesting. I bet Dems love that shit.
Oh yeah.
Like, oh, there's the proof. He trained back in 2006.
It's a sleeper cell from the KGB. He looks so normal in this high school yearbook picture. Classmates voted him most sarcastic. Wow.
I think I was also voted that. They said that I tell it like it is.
He became a purveyor of novelty rap songs that traded on his roots in Alaska with lyrics like "I cook moose like TGI Fridays." And titles such as "I Live on Glaciers."
I'm liking this line here where he called himself a cross between Weird Al, Lonely Island, Borat, and Jackass.
That's how I'm always describing him.
Yeah. Oh, he has a book called Magic Meme Secrets Revealed.
Who knew?
Who knew?
How do you say his last name? Gionet? Gionet?
I don't know. Gionet.
Gionet. For his fans, however, the biggest question is whether he'll be able to continue live streaming his antics. A recent federal court hearing of his was rebroadcasted by another streamer. Oh, God, we had to find that. In the real-time comments on the stream, viewers posted memes about what was happening in court, questioned which lawyers were Jewish and which were black, hurled abuse at a female prosecutor, and speculated about how his release condition would affect the content he would make.
Great.
Yeah.
What a like shitty little being. Now he's fucked. He got too bold.
Yeah.
Went into the office of Pelosi. He like sat in a chair and live streamed, and that's ultimately what's gonna do him in after years of harassing people.
Yeah, just like
he went
doing verbal assaults and like breaking the law constantly and getting yelled at by how was it that like every time they just like just letting him go?
Like, he had to have been working for them in some capacity. Like, isn't that what you suggested?
I mean, yeah,
he pulled some shit and they were like, well, you can get out of trouble for this if you work for us.
That Proud Boy, like the Proud Boy leader, I forget the guy's name now. He used to be an informant for like some unrelated thing. And then like a few years later, he is like one of the founding members of the Proud Boys. And I guess allegedly like is no longer involved in any way with being an informant. But it's like, okay, dude, sure.
They don't just like lose an asset.
Yeah, like, oh yeah, our former informant is now the leader of a potential terrorist group. I guess we'll just sort of let him be, you know, not going to check in on him at all.
We're done getting info from him or collecting info on him. Very believable story. I mean, the riots, though, the crazed right wing that stormed the Capitol showed what we've all been saying all along, how like the cops were involved. Lots of the rioters were off duty cops.
Funniest ones were the ones who went in and like stayed within the velvet ropes. That's so fucking funny.
Yeah. This lady said, "We were looking for Nancy to shoot her in the friggin' brain, but we didn't find her." That's what she said on her video that she live streamed from inside of the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
When the FBI questioned her, she initially said she only attended the rally and didn't physically enter the Capitol. After agents showed her the video, she admitted that she went inside but didn't have a pre-planned agenda. And then she added that when she entered the Capitol, she heard protesters saying, "They're letting us in," which she interpreted as being allowed entry. The pair entered through a broken window. Like, she literally entered through a window.
Yeah, that's where they wanted you to go through. Because there were so many. I thought
they
yeah.
were letting us in.
Yeah.
So hilarious. Every single one of them, too. Like, I'm going on vacation to Mexico. Is that cool? During the pandemic?
Oh, yeah. That one lady, like, yeah, she has, like, a work trip. And they're like, okay, yeah, that's fine. You can just go.
Everything makes me so grumpy when I read about it.
Yeah.
I don't want to be grumpy.
It's not fun. I just want to be chill. Just relax.
Yeah.
Watch some Quibi. You know, my quick bites.
Yeah. So where's he at? Where's Baked Alaska at?
So I was trying to find before. And the last thing was from a few weeks ago. It's just that he's been charged. I want to say, because apparently somebody streamed like the hearing or something. I was trying to find that.
Well, it says he was arrested January 17th.
Yeah, there's a mugshot.
Right.
He posted bond. He signed an agreement that said he wouldn't leave the state without court permission. So he's in Arizona, okay, out on bond. Misdemeanor charges of assault, criminal trespassing, and disorderly conduct. After police alleged he pepper sprayed a Scottsdale bartender in the face in December. Oh, that was that old other video. Oh, wait, so that's just like on top of the other stuff. Federal complaint alleges that between 2 and 4, he entered the Capitol and live streamed video. He said he was documenting the event. The complaint alleges he and the individuals he's with can be seen in the Capitol chanting, "Patriots are under control, whose house, our house," and "Traitors, traitors, traitors." The defendant can be heard saying, "1776, baby, I won't leave, guys, don't worry."
He's like, "I'm a journalist."
The federal complaint alleges he is repeatedly heard encouraging other people not to leave. The video shows him entering a congressional office, sitting on a couch, and placing his feet on the table. At one point in the video, the complaint says he curses repeatedly at law enforcement, calling one officer an oath breaker. The federal complaint says the YouTube video shows him leaving the building after 27 minutes. He and his attorney could not immediately be reached by the Arizona Republic for comment. He also faces legal troubles in Scottsdale, this is related to his trip to the U.S. Capitol. On Thursday, a Scottsdale judge issued a warrant for his arrest after he was a no-show for a city court hearing on whether he had violated terms of a previous release by traveling to D.C. So that video we had watched, he was like fighting with a bouncer and he pepper sprays him. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
So he missed that hearing and he had left the state for the riot. So he's facing misdemeanor charges of assault, criminal trespassing, and disorderly conduct. His attorney said he acted in self-defense and the verbal instructions given to his client after his December arrest made no mention of remaining in Arizona. Scottsdale judge, however, said the release agreement that he signed prohibited him from leaving the state. Oh, so yeah. Well, I shouldn't have done that.
My money is on Baked Alaska is a Fed. And also, we forgot to mention how he had COVID. He was COVID positive.
When he was at the riot.
He was like, tested positive this morning. And then he just continues on maskless into the building, into Pelosi's office, all around people in cops' faces, COVID positive.
Just like licking her desk phone, all the keys on the keyboard. Why does the Quibi website say coming soon? Shouldn't it say leaving now?
They're climaxing. They're coming soon.
Yeah, that's what it means. The Roku channel to bring Quibi content to streamers in 2021. I guess they already made the shows. They might as well put them somewhere. Also, oh my God. Why, his mouth is so tiny. Look at this.
Dude, you keep sending me the ugliest dude.
This one is, why does he look like that?
Oh, he has a little mouth.
He's so small.
He's little.
Weird guy.
Quit making me look at these guys. Oh, why are you doing this?
Just sending weird guys today. Who else do I have?
You love looking at weird guys.
Always trying to find the weirdest. You know what I've been thinking about a lot is that the governor of Florida, DeSantis, looks like Matt Berry. You ever think about that?
Let's see. I can't remember what DeSantis looks like.
Looks like Matt Berry.
Oh, the face. Yeah, I see it.
It's weird. This might be one of my favorite pictures.
Which picture?
It's loading. What is going on here? It's so good. What is Trump whispering to him from like 5 feet away? He's got the stand, and this guy has his own incredible stance going on.
Wow, what a photo.
That's just,
look at that
speechless.
Donk on Trump too.
It's great. Oh man.
Look at these folded hands.
Yes. He's got weird little fingers. Oh, I want to know the joke he's telling.
You can hear his giggle. God, now I can't unsee Matt Berry. I never even let this man's face register before, and now he's just Matt Berry in my head. He's Matt Berry doing a character.
Mm.
Horrible American.
Oh, man. A lot of people want this guy to run for president, which is not good.
Gross. Disturbing. Are you just looking at pictures of DeSantis now?
Yep.
Mm.
I've tweeted the photo. It's just, so.
You tweeted the photo.
Yeah, it's got to get out there.
Yeah.
How have I never seen it before? It's really crazy.
I'm back on Baked Alaska's page for some strange reason.
Oh, what's his at now? What's it?
Oh, no, I was on his Wikipedia.
Oh.
I feel like I did my part.
Mm-hmm.
I helped them trip over their own feet. Now they look stupid and Democrats are back in charge and I have nothing to say.
We did it.
Yeah, we did it. I have nothing else to say about politics ever again. And I'm going to be one of those TikTok people that just posts videos of me doing weird dances and lip syncing.
Yeah. Gonna be an influencer.
I'll be a fucking millionaire.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll all tweet about my TikToks.
Yeah. This person is saying Yoba equals year of being arrested. Have you been watching all Lydia's fleets?
Yeah.
Everyone is just, it's so fascinating.
They're so bad and so, like, I always want to just tell you to go look at his fleets, but I figure you already are at this point.
Yeah.
Same. Yeah. Right. But it just makes me think I just need to make a fucking TikTok.
Mm. It makes no sense to me. I'll like go to a person's TikTok page and they have like 500,000 followers, 50 million likes or whatever. And it's like, I understand why that young kid that does the cold challenge, he drinks like a bottle of water after eating a bunch of mints. Like, clearly this is like genius, right? Of course, this person, right, the merit of what he's doing deserves, you know, a million followers. Mm-hmm. But others that I see, they're just doing, it just makes no sense. They're like making a quesadilla out of like a watermelon. And it's like, what is the point of this?
I was thinking about it like mini TV. Just like a TV that it's mini shows, you know.
Quick bites.
Exactly. Exactly, though. Yes. You didn't necessarily have to commit to it for a long time, but it would still change and like keep you interested. I don't know. But anyway, scrolling Twitter is really addictive because you just sit there and like you don't have to interact with it a lot.
Mm.
And it keeps you entertained and you can sit there staring at it for hours. So TikTok is just like this next level version of that. There's music, like it's all this stuff and it's quick and brief. I get it. It makes me really want to watch it.
How are they monetized? Like, is TikTok?
I don't know.
Are there ads on TikTok? There must be ads. But like, how does a person? Oh Jesus Christ! Sorry. Fuck this. Oh my God.
What happened?
It's so loud. Sorry. It just like auto played the fucking video on TikTok.
Oh.
With like max volume. This is Jason Derulo. Yeah. Oh, that's the thing I don't like about TikTok is there's no volume thing. Like, it's just all or nothing.
Right.
There's probably an article about this. How do TikTokers make money? Wow, look at that. Like, if you have, like, you know, 500,000 followers on TikTok, I feel like you should be able to make some kind of stupid money. The question is how. I guess they do, like, branded posts and stuff. So, like, you'll, like, just like how on Instagram you can do, like, a sponsored post. I guess they must have things like that. So, like, you have the water bottle kid do, like, you know, Zephyr Hills. Gives him $1 million to drink orange juice after he eats 100 Mike and Ikes or something. I'm sure they're like embedded TikTok ads. But what I was wondering was like, how does a... Holy shit. Did you hear that?
Yeah, what was that?
It's thunder.
That was thunder?
Yeah, it's really fucking loud.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Are you in the clouds?
No, it's just in the middle of a storm. The thunder's still going. Get out of the storm!
I would like it if you just lived in like a nice, safe little somewhere.
Okay, it stopped. Yeah. That was a long one. Holy shit. Put me in a cell with Pig Alaska.
That's right.
How does TikTok earn money?
That's actually not funny because you'll just get corona.
True. There are in-app purchases with TikTok. What do you, can you like buy like bits or something?
Yeah, you can buy TikTok coins.
Users spent $3.5 million for what? This is 2018. TikTok generated $78 million in revenue. What are you paying TikTok? It's free. It's a free app.
Yeah, I'm looking at this thing about the coins and I'm very confused.
I can't see what I want to buy a coin now just to see, but it doesn't look like I can. It must just be ads, right?
Well, fans buy gifts with coins and give the gifts to the creators.
Isn't donating money to rich people? It's fucking crazy.
Hmm. Oh, and the more gifts you receive, the more diamonds you have. And then when you have diamonds, people see them and go, damn, look at that diamond-encrusted cool-ass person that everyone loves and showers in diamonds.
Mm-hmm. I watched a TikTok where this woman, she has like a hoodie, right? And she like takes the hood and sort of like pulls it open a bunch over her face, then takes like a lid to like pot, like a pasta pot. Mm. She puts it inside and like wraps it around. So it's like a scuba helmet now that she's wearing.
Okay.
Then like tightens it with the string and then starts chopping up an onion. So she doesn't cry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Wow. That's brilliant. Actually really smart.
It's a life hack. I have a TikTok account, actually.
Report. Report account.
No!
Pretending to be someone. No. Posting inappropriate content.
Stop! I'm tired of this.
There's no content. Where are your videos?
Where's yours?
I don't have a TikTok.
You're just browsing illegally?
I mean, I don't ever use TikTok. I'm only right now I was on the homepage of TikTok getting assaulted. The only TikTok I ever go to like scroll through is Zuby. Is that kid's name? Every now and then I just want to see if he's done the coldest challenge yet.
Right. I'm just going to look up cold challenge. Yeah, he's the first thing that comes up when you look up cold challenge.
How is it?
Zuri. I'm going to follow him.
Nice.
Damn, there's a bunch of kids doing cold challenge, Sam.
Yeah, but, I mean, you can't beat the original, all right? Every single time, he's just...
4 million views on this guy.
He's eating peppers and drinking... He's, like, drinking the lemon juice thing that, like, is, like, for season... I don't know why I find this so fucking funny. He's eating the peppers. It's so loud.
Oh, that's another thing is like they love ASMR. So like as long as it's noisy, they're all about that content.
Mukbang.
Yes,
he just keeps eating peppers.
You love him. Oh, can I follow conservative cuties on here too? Like, what's her name?
Alex Clark. She probably doesn't have a TikTok, right?
Yes, she does.
No, she doesn't.
She must.
Alex Clark KKK. That can't be her. That's a bad name. It's not a good name to go for.
Yeah, you're right. I don't see it.
Yo, Alex Raps. Real Alex Clark is her Instagram.
TPUSA. Alex Clark. TPUSA has 80 followers on TikTok. So there is your.
Could do better than that. I also don't like that I can't fast forward or rewind. Oh, but I can 2x speed it with my shortcut. Oh my God, he's eating the peppers so fast. Just. Look at what he's drinking.
Lemon juice? Why? Why is he doing this?
Oh my, he's standing out in the snow in a t-shirt drinking ice cold beverages. It's so stupid.
You guys are seriously not. Hashtag Ice King, by the way.
Three million followers. Holy shit. What is this? Why is this on the public regular TikTok page? It's some guy like popping foot pimples.
Ew.
It's disgusting.
Oh my goodness, these corn ribs need to be the next trending food. They're so fun.
Corn recipe for corn ribs. I'm going to message you TikToks. You need to make an account.
I don't have too many apps on my phone.
Here's my foot. You hear it? It's on the mic right now. I only spilled one drink, so success in my book.
That was very successful.
Thank you.